Let's all go to the movies.
Take two, Mark.
And action!
The Usual Suspects present Monday Movie Moments with Trey.
King Kong ain't got on me.
Funny like I'm a clown? I amuse you?
Then the first and last words out of your filthy sewers will be, sir!
You call yourself a salesman, you son of a bitch?
All right, it's that time, 2:30 on a Monday. You know what it is. It is Monday Movie Moments with Trey. When we debuted this, it was the monologue from Training Day. Last week was, what did we do last week? I don't even remember what the hell it was.
I don't even remember now.
The movie I haven't seen. The There Will Be Blood.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, he drank your milkshake last week.
That's right.
And
that's right. That's
this right. Week, we take it all the way back to a classic. Trey reenacts the most famous scene from Mommy Dearest where she goes and yells at her daughter for having wire hangers. Here it is.
No wire hangers! What's wire hangers doing in this closet when I told you no wire hangers? Ever! I work till I'm half dead and I hear people say, she's getting old. What do I get? A daughter who cares about as much as a beautiful dress as I give her as she cares about me. What's wire hangers doing in this closet? Answer me. I buy you dresses and you treat them like some dish rag. You throw a $300 dress on a wire hanger? We'll see how many you got hidden in here. We'll see. All of these are coming out. Out! Out!
Oh, God. I wish you could have been in there when he did it. First of all, he screwed up half the lines.
Did he really?
He couldn't get it right, and then he wanted something to throw, and then you heard that noise. That was him throwing paper towels against the wall.
Was it?
Oh, is this the one where he tried to do it? He did it with his left hand, but said he's left-handed, but yeah.
And I don't even know what outtakes we got. I just know that while we were doing this one, it all went south. Like, he messed it up a bunch. So let's just hear what blooper reel Michael Carroll put together for this.
Which microphone is it?
That one.
Okay. All right. Did I go?
No wire hangers! We'll see how many you got hidden in here. We'll see. All you got is coming out, out, out! Out!
I don't want to hear it.
No? You don't want to hear
I don't want to hear my own voice.
Why?
I don't know. I thought that those paper towels are going to hit me in the face or something like when I threw them.
Did you thought they would bounce back?
Yeah, I thought they were going to bounce back and hit me in the face. All of these dresses are coming out, 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 out.
The first one had more anger.
Yeah.
You were over the top more.
Yeah.
But you got that one right. Except for the throw. That was weak. Like, what were you? Are you left-handed or right-handed?
I'm right-handed.
Oh, well, that's why it's a weak throw. You did left-handed. You nonchalanted it.
This is the left hand?
Oh my God.
Serious?
I'm dyslexic.
That's your right hand.
Like,
dyslexic means you read words backwards. Not you don't know.
Not from what
right.
I. Not from what I was told. They told me that I forgot. All of these are coming out.
This is what I deal with
out.
In there when we're trying to put these together.
Out. But. Out. Out. He told me to freak the
Well, you knocked two papers off. I wouldn't exactly say that's freaking out, but all right.
You haven't seen what I've done. I've knocked three papers over one time.
My God.
Sounded like he walked through like fire ants. Out.
Yeah.
Out.
He goes,
out.
Because I told him, go crazy, man. Like, she went nuts. Go crazy. He goes, all right. Out. Out. And then there was like a stack of papers on the desk, and he mushed them a little. He's like, ow. And like two papers fluttered. I was like, really, dude? Like, that's going crazy. The outtakes dealing with Trey are way better than the actual scenes.
Yeah.
But he did good on that. He didn't hold back. I can't wait until next week when we do Full Metal Jacket.
There you go.
It's pretty good.
It's a good one.
It's pretty good. So,
and as always, though, Trey is concentrating mostly on Trey.
Yep.
I just walked out to use the restroom. Trey, how you doing? hey, buddy, what's up? I'm good. Everything's good. I'm feeling good. Everything's great. After about 5 minutes, I went, I'm doing good, too. Thanks for asking. I just kept going. Everybody started laughing. I was like,
apparently, he lost his keys on a trip to get John Granato golf balls and Uberito. He somehow lost his
keys. Yeah, that's what he was telling me when I walked in studio.
And then he goes, I was like, during a break, I walked out there. I was like, hey, did you find your keys? He goes, well, I found one of them. I'm like, how do you lose one
really?
Key? Like, don't you keep them on a key ring with the rest of the keys? Like, if I lose one key,
that's one thing I do all the time.
I'm losing
keys
all
the
keys.
Time.
Yeah. Was he able to drive? Because you would need your keys to drive the car as well as, like you said. I mean,
I have no idea.
Does it surprise
know.
You? No wonder why Granato left mad and goes, hey, if my burrito shows up, you can have it. I go, what burrito? He goes, ah, long story. Well, that makes it very short now.
That's what Dell was telling me. He's like, man, I got to wait for Trey to bring me my Uberito. I'm like, where's he at? He's like, I don't know.
So do we know if he found his keys?
Well, he's here, so he had to have found at least his car key. I don't care if he gets in the house or not.
Could have had someone drive him back to the station.
Whatever. Oh, that's true.
Can't miss work.
That's true. Yeah. You don't want to get docked no pay that you're
not getting. That's exactly right.
Apparently when we got asked that question, people are now texting in, Rebecca Spear all day. I would cut off my arm for one night with Jennifer Reyna from Channel 2. Sat next to Casey Curry at a Texans game. She's white girl thick, nice booty and everything. Every Houston News female best anything goes to Jennifer Reyna at Channel 2.
False.
So these
100%.
I like false. The jokes. Joe's like, false. Lisa Hernandez all day, every day.
Every day. That's exactly right. In my case.
Somebody was saying that Thursday's show with the Blitz was fun that I did with them. That was fun. Thank you for the kind words, sir. It sounds like it doesn't take Trey too much to sound like a woman. That was from All Texting, No Tweeting.
Nick, you couldn't see this whole shenanigans funny. On Friday when Trey was macking on this chick.
Oh, God.
But literally, he said he was leaving. He was gone, leaving. All of a sudden, we turned to our right. He's in like this long booth with this chick. And we're all like, oh, my God, I think Trey's making a move here. But the moves... And again, the people listening can't see it, but literally it was like this. It was like, and then he would curl his hair a little bit.
He was petting his face
like petting his face.
Who was the dude that used to do that at the free throw line? Hornacek? Was it Jeff Hornacek?
Yeah, Jeff Hornacek, right.
Yeah, you know, he used to do that to say hello to his little girl. Like before he would shoot a free throw,
right.
He would rub the side of his cheek with just like his four fingers. He would just kind of.
So he was doing that.
Yeah, that's Trey's like. Sup, girl. And
he was twisting his hair with his pointer finger, and then he did the full on, you know, like in movies. And someone actually tweeted a video of, I think it was Lucille Ball because she had red hair doing it. But he literally was going, and like
the hair whip.
Oh, the hair whip.
That's what I said. He looked like Willis Smith at one point.
And he did pull a cagey move. He had a sip of tweaker, and then he put like
he freaked out, man.
He took his hand. But right by his Adam's apple and started, like, if you were going to imitate what that sign really means. And then was like, oh, I think I'm choking. So she goes, here, take some of my water. So he not only put her straw in his mouth, but he did it twice within, like, 45 seconds. We're like, and AJ goes, I think you almost officially kissed her by doing that. No, that's not true. I didn't experience that. I just took her straw.
Well, it's like I said last week. I was half expecting him to come over and be like, dude, we held hands. Pretty sweet. Like, really? Yeah, I wore a glove though. Safety first. I always have protection. Like, that's Trey's version of safe sex is wearing a glove when he holds hands.
And I'm surprised he hasn't come flying into your room yet.
Of course.
To flip us off.
He knows better. He knows better. We had long talks. But Trey was, and then we all kind of got mad when that girl's boyfriend showed up.
Yeah, because we didn't know who he was.
Yeah, AJ and I were like, yo, what? Like, we were kind of ready to go. And then we found out that was her man, so that made it okay.
Dang it.
Then Trey was just that other guy.
It wasn't just you.
Trey's the side chick. He's the side
Because I was
piece.
Like, who the hell is... Someone better find out in a hurry who the hell that guy is.
But Trey's still a hero because now he's a side piece, which who wouldn't want to be a side piece?
Oh, but, but the side looks that guy was getting when Trey was, was moved in
that
on
poor
was...
Guy. Yeah.
It was funny and it was not funny all in the same. All right, we got plenty more show to get to. 713-780-ESPN if you want to text us or call us. Or, of course, tweet us as we are here till 4 with the usual suspects. This is ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.